Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and heads up, if you live in Rockland or the Bronx, we are into the last few weeks of your anecdotal census of people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. We have a separate page for each county in our listening area. We invite everyone to post from wherever about what has changed in your neighborhood over the last 10 years. But on our next two on-air segments, we'll talk about Rockland County and then the Bronx. Rockland next week, the Bronx the following week. We want all our Bronx and Rockland listeners to go to the page and answer the question. The biggest change in my neighborhood over the last 10 years has been what? We'll talk on the air about how Rockland County has changed next week, then the Bronx the week after that. Join us in creating your anecdotal census of people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, if you recently bought an iPhone 4, a defective product that drops your calls, isn't the only thing you have on your hands. You probably have an old phone or several or maybe even an old iPhone that you just bought last year. And you wouldn't be alone in the amount of electronic waste that you have ready to be recycled or disposed of responsibly. After all, recent estimates show that the average American creates 15 pounds of electronic waste a year and that it's the number one source of lead in our trash, creating around 70% of the toxins in our landfills. So back with us to talk about a few e-waste recycling events coming up this weekend, where you can take your old laptops, printers, other old electronics, is Christina Datz-Romero, Executive Director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center. The center has also been running workshops on street tree care. And as New York City is well on its way to having a million more trees, that's a Bloomberg policy, you may have questions about how to care for a tree on your block or whose responsibility it is to take care of that tree. People have been raising that question in the heat where we've seen some effects on trees. So Sam Bishop, Educational Director of Trees New York, an organization that works with the Lower East Side Ecology Center on these workshops, also joins us. There was one last night, but if you missed it, don't worry. You can call in to our show here with a question for Sam Bishop on street tree care or with a question about e-waste recycling for Christina Datz-Romero. Welcome back, Christina. And Sam, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, our phone number on either of those topics, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Your calls about trees, your calls about electronic waste. And Christina, we've had you on the show before to talk about electronic waste. But in April of next year, the burden of how to dispose of these old computers and mice and phones shifts to the manufacturers, according to a state law passed this year. So tell us what requirements are coming down the pike.
Yes, it is a very exciting development because I've been on the show before, and the city tried to pass a law that was stalled, and now we have a statewide law, which of course will provide a lot more recycling opportunities for everybody that lives in New York State. And as you mentioned, beginning April 1st of 2011, manufacturers have to offer free recycling programs for residents in New York State, as well as small businesses and non-for-profits. And the materials that are covered in this law are basically computers and all the peripherals, such as monitors, keyboards, mice, fax machines, scanners, printers, and all the cables associated with that, as well as TVs.
We have, starting January 15th of next year, consumers will also be subject to these new rules, and simply throwing away electronics will be against the law. None of the waste can go into landfills anymore. How does that change what your Lower East Side Ecology Center does with these events? I put out some e-waste at the last one that you had in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What actually has been happening to that stuff, and what will happen as of next year?
Well, we hope that we can just offer a lot more electronic waste recycling programs or events. like the ones we've been offering for the last 5 years. And we also hope that more people, non-for-profits and other organizations, will step up to the plate and do the same thing. Obviously, it's going to be a huge undertaking to serve all of New York City, but I think we can get it done.
All right, let's talk about trees. And listeners, again, we can take your phone calls on either of these things. Sam, you're running workshops for people who want to know about taking care of street trees. I understand that the trees need 15 to 20 gallons of water a day in hot weather, and we've certainly had a lot of that lately. Who should be watering these trees?
Oh, yes, our trees absolutely need to be watered in this hot, very dry weather. When the trees are first planted, they're, as part of the planting contract, they're watered by the company that does the planting for 2 years, but also certainly every single New Yorker who has a tree in front of their building or apartment or whatever, you know, can certainly go out there and water, and we ask that people do that because that's what's really important to keeping our trees strong and healthy and growing well.
And here's a question from Florence in Manhattan. Hi, Florence. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Is it bad for the trees to plant flowers in the tree pit, the tree bed?
No. That's actually a good thing, and we encourage people to do that. Among other things, it stops people from walking on the soil in that tree bed, which is actually bad for the soil and bad for the tree. And it tends to stop people from using the tree bed to let their dogs go to the bathroom in. The only thing that the Parks Department asks for is that you not plant anything that's like another little tree or a shrub in there, so nothing that gets too big, and that you don't plant any ivy in the tree pits. I know it's very popular, but they ask that you not do that.
Florence, thank you for your call. Here's another question for you, Sam, from John on Staten Island, who asked on our webpage, if a tree on private property hangs over the street and needs pruning as it is about to fall, can the New York City Department of Parks trim this tree to avoid a potential danger? Is there a responsibility on the part of the Parks Department for such a situation?
Generally speaking, the Parks Department is responsible for all the trees that are planted in city property. So that's, you know, the trees in our parks, the trees that are planted along the curbsides. For private trees, it's normally the owner of that property where the tree's planted who's responsible for it. When Parks puts out its pruning contracts, whether or not they would prune a tree like that, usually they won't, because it's actually the property owner's tree and it's their responsibility.
By the way, why did you say not to plant ivy? What's wrong with ivy around a street tree?
Well, ivy kind of does two things. It's number one, it can hide problems with the tree. So, like if the tree's developing one of those big holes in it, and the Parks Department would want to see that or want someone to see that and report it. And then the other problem is that ivy is a great place for rats. They love to, you know, live in it, and they'll put holes in the ground right underneath the ivy, and it gives them lots of cover, which they like.
Christina, here's one for you from JP in New Jersey on our comments page. How detrimental is it to the environment that the consumer cannot remove or replace the lithium-ion batteries in any Apple portable device and most of their laptops? So, Christina, do you get a lot of Apple products at the what's the answer to his question?
Yeah, I mean, again, the lithium and many other toxins that are in these in this equipment needs to really be handled in an environmentally sound way. So it's just really, we would like to encourage everybody to take advantage of recycling programs where all of that will be handled correctly.
And the same listener asks, if the EU mandates Apple to make it possible to remove and replace the lithium-ion batteries in all Apple portable devices and most of their laptops, would that carry over to the American market? I gather they're considering this in Europe.
You would hope so, and that's also the approach that the New York State law took by making manufacturers responsible for the end of life of their products. It's really an approach that hopes to encourage manufacturers to use less toxic materials in the production of their products. So that's why extended producer responsibility is such a great thing, and Europe is certainly a leader on that, and we are also implementing laws like that.
Michael in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
I just have a very basic comment. I live on 2nd Street by the park, and I noticed that the city has cut down trees, street trees, probably because either they were diseased or because their branches were broken in a storm or something like that. But a lot of homeowners and institutions do not replace their trees. You know, the Ethnoculture Society across the street from my house has lost a couple of trees several years ago, and they haven't replaced them. And I finger Poly Prep Lower School was another one. They just don't replace the trees. And what is necessary to get a new tree, and whose responsibility is it, et cetera, et cetera? And I'll take the answer, or, you know, I'll hang up and just take the answer off here.
Thank you for your call. Sam, do you know, and there is this Million Trees campaign where the city is trying to foster the planting of a million new trees over several years?
Yes, the right now the city's at about 375,000 new trees planted since 2007. And if you want new trees or replacement trees planted, as long as it's in a public space, so it sounds like in most of these cases Michael was talking about cutouts in the cutouts in the sidewalk, the tree beds, you can just call 311. That's, of course, the city general information number, and just request that trees be planted there. And you just need to have the address, and sometimes, because there's a long list, it can take a little while, but you will get new trees there.
All right. We're talking about these two ecological pushes from guests affiliated with the Lower East Side Ecology Center, disposing of e-waste, and we'll tell you in a minute about some e-waste recycling events around the city this weekend, and care for street trees in the summer heat. And Rick from Williamsburg asks, something that concerns me about disposing of my electronics, in addition to the environmental issues, is the privacy issues. An old computer or mobile phone seems like a great find for an identity thief. Do these disposal organizations take data deletion into consideration? Christina.
Absolutely, because that's, of course, also a huge concern that people have. Private data needs to be safeguarded, and our recycler that we work with shreds all the materials and destroys the data.
When you say shreds all the materials, you mean the hard drives and things like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And another tree question from Christina in Ditmas Park. You're on WNYC. Christina.
Hi. I'm calling because we've only lived in the neighborhood for a couple of months, and already there have been three branches that have just dropped out from these enormous sycamore trees that are gorgeous on our street. But they just fall on the sidewalk or in the middle of the street. They just miss cars, and everyone just kind of shrugs about them. But they strike me as a little dangerous. They're quite big trees. And that also, in regard to something else you said, you know, they have like a 4-foot diameter. How much are we supposed to water a tree that big?
Okay, for
Sam, real briefly on this one.
Sure. For a tree that's losing branches like that, you can call 311 and, you know, just tell them that the tree is losing branches, and they'll send a Parks Department forester out to check to make sure that there's nothing more serious going on with the tree. And a very large tree like that really doesn't need much watering. It's much more the young, newly planted trees that we're worried about.
Thank you. And we're almost out of time, which is why we rushed that up a little bit. Christina, call us again. There is a bit of tree species controversy this year. Many people have felt their allergies flared up this year more than in the past. And in April, there was an opinion column in the Times by Thomas Leo Ogren, who's written a book about allergenic trees, arguing that the city, arborists should be planting low pollen trees, such as mountain ash or tulip poplar. And female trees of certain varieties are also known to shed very little allergenic pollen, so it would be best to plant more of them, he says. Is it possible that the increase in trees in this Million Tree campaign contributed to allergies this year?
It's possible. I've read the opinion piece, and unfortunately a lot of the trees that he recommends in the article, we can't plant in most of the city's boroughs. 4 out of 5 of our boroughs are under quarantine for Asian longhorn beetle. And so because of that, we can't plant things like maples or mountain ash in those boroughs. The other thing is that, you know, life in the city is hard, and the city has to very carefully choose what trees they pick. And unfortunately, they can't choose just based on how much pollen they generate.
And Christina, somebody asks about the 60 Minutes expose recently about U.S. e-waste mm-hmm. winding up in China.
Yes.
Are there controls on that from your recycling events?
Yes. I'm happy to say that the recycler we work with, WeRecycle, that's a local recycler up in Mount Vernon, is an E. Stewart certified recycler, which means that the Basel network has now a real program where they certify recyclers. It's not just a pledge saying we're doing the right thing, but they're really looking into, like, auditing the process of the recyclers, and they can guarantee that nothing is exported to third world countries.
Now, let me tell people, if they're interested, what's happening this weekend. E-Waste Recycling Days, organized by Christina's Lower East Side Ecology Center. Tomorrow at the Ring Garden at Riverside Drive between Seaman Avenue and Broadway, in Inwood, Upper Manhattan, from 10 a.m. to 4. On Sunday in Stuyvesant Town, the 14th Street Loop, enter from 14th Street and Avenue A, also 10 to 4, that's on Sunday. And on next Saturday, the 24th, it's on Essex Street between Hester and Grand Streets. And you can get more information about upcoming e-waste recycling days at lesecologycenter.org. Christina and Sam, thank you all for all the great information. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.